is abused. Human ego has separated itself from this beautiful truth. From this beautiful truth. From this beautiful truth. Once you tell a woman to know her place, she will discover she is one with time and space. Once you tell a woman to know her place, she will discover she is one with time and space. Once you tell a woman to know her place, she will discover she is one with time and space. Once you tell a woman to know her place, she will discover she is one with time and space. Yes, spirit is both feminine.
That was Night Sun with One's Place. Before that, we played Sleepy Gonzales, Slow Apocalypse, and Mega Mall, The Bug. If you go to YouTube, you can search for CJSF Studio 6. So these were all Studio 6 guests that were here at CJSF. All right, so we're going to have John in the house talk about Art Bergman after the break.
Radio Alicia.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, this is John in the house, and I'm featuring Art Bergman, MC. He's a member of the Order of Canada now. The Order of Canada was created in 1967. The Order of Canada recognizes outstanding achievement dedicated to the community and service to the nation. Art was one of the 47 members who received the CM. Arthur Frank Bergman, recognized by Governor General Julie Payette on Wednesday, December 30th, 2020, for his contributions to Canadian culture tapestry, with enduring contributions to the Canadian alternative punk music scene, and for his thought-provoking discourse on social, gender, racial inequalities, and promoting allyship. Allyship is the act of support for the rights of a minority or marginalized group without being a member of it. Example, animal rights, and lastly, First Nations rights in Canada. So in 2019, Art Bergman signed with Porterhouse Records to record a new fully-length studio album titled Late Stage Empire Dementia. It was released on May 21st, 2021, and it was ready in 2020, as there were some delays in postponing it. Art's ninth studio album, Late Stage Empire Dementia, this album is a follow-up to his well-received Polaris Music Prize long-listed record, The Apostate, which came out in 2016 on WeWork. Well, we're going to listen to Late Stage Empire Dementia, and that's it for now. DJ Meddy.
Boys in old Frisco, pretty little fuck, wherever you go, we'll twist, we'll walk, and they'll walk, they'll shake, they'll shimmy. Explain.
inside or do it in broad daylight. Shock and awe with hoods and heads, love shack and torture sheds, fast food for fast work, and cargo planes with cycle jerk. Put trailers in the sun, put the worst metal on stun. This is how we get our surfing done in Washington. This is how we dig a hole. This is how we break a soul, make Allah unbelievable. It's in the manual. This torture equals zero intelligence. It's small town misery. Could be world class history. It's money to be made.
This album was based upon Art's thoughts and explores the end of the empire of man, covering topics including the decline of the American Empire and the chronic exploitation of animals and the environment for profit. The album is a thought-provoking discourse on social, gender, racial inequalities, including First Nations rights and animal rights, and allyship. Allyship training should emphasize tangible ways that employees can practice allyship, such as speaking out against discrimination. Known for his sharply political and anti-establishment lyrics, Art said he wants to divert any publicity generated by his appointment toward pressuring the federal government over its failure to provide adequate housing and clean water to Canadian First Nations. Hopefully this album gets heard and listened to, because Art's message is important and it is so needed right now and today. Canada just recently recognized Canadian Indigenous peoples with reconciliation on June 21st, 2021, and BC on November 28th, 2019. Well, the next song we're going to listen to is from his latest album called Shadow Walk, A Legacy of Love, released September 29th, 2023 by executive producer Phil Klego of WeWork Recordings.
Take a dead, give them to priests and lawyers instead of shrunken heads. You get a bill for dying. Please come collect on dead. Take our money while we cry. What were you thinking of when sleep took you home? Wish to never wake, dream the glitter of the sun behind your eyes. Yeah.
much of an incision. Cut some chicken's throats instead. Sundays are no more. Became a Monday morning cheer. Cup was dead. Food was shit. And the women were scared. Killing Sunday. You don't know now. Though I am impressed by your great ignorance, your feigned innocence. But when they have you cloistered like an imprisoned sow, you won't question why or how.
Video Killing Sundays by Art Bergman is up on YouTube, so check it out. They have lyrics and Shadow Walk, A Legacy of Love, released September 29th, 2023 by executive producer Phil Kligo of WeWork Recordings. Here's a quote from Art Bergman. Shadow Walk contains songs of ethereal beauty with bits of magic found in the smoke and mist. We will all face loss in our lives. This album is for everyone who has loved, all who have lost, and we who live. The album was supported by Creative BC and Province of British Columbia, thanks to generous GoFundMe donors for helping make this album possible. Recorded at Turtle Sound in South Surrey, and IDIO Studio in Surrey, BC, Shadow Walk is an album for everyone who has loved, lost, and continues to live. Many of the songs were co-written with BC poet Patricia Kay. The executive producer, Phil Kligo of WeWork Recording. Art Bergman is actually having a show back in November 18th at the Blue Frog. So buy your tickets. It's online. And enjoy an evening up close with Art Bergman. And then join us on Wham Bam East Van Radio Show on Thursday, November 16th for an interview with him, either in person or by cell. A little about his history. Back in the 1970s and in the summer of 1977, Art was living in a huge 100-year-old house on East Beach side of White Rock, also out in Cloverdale at one time, and later on in the Snake Pit in East Vancouver. Art played in these bands, the K-Tells and the Young Canadians and Poisoned. Well, I think that's about it I have. So if you're interested in his music, go online. And we do have one more song to play. I don't think we have enough time. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we're gonna close out with that, and the next show is a hip hop show called Next Up. So stay tuned, and we'll catch you all next week.
The next song is called Cut and Paste. I really like it. It's really choreographed or arranged perfectly. And in Art's words, it says another song of existential horror facing addiction. Thank you.
on beetle wings, like jousting whales and